Poster number 3. About 1550, Lumry was known for commercial shipping, especially in cooperation with Ribes merchants. Ribes River gradually silted up, and it became impossible for ships of over 20 tons to get into Riba Harbor. There were at least 8 loading locations on the east coast of Lumry. There was one at Kongsmark and another in Havneby called Harbor. Sometimes, up to 500 small and large boats were moored in the channel between Lumry and the mainland, which was known as Riba Roads. At that time, the Wadden Sea between the islands and the mainland was well suited as a winter harbor. The islanders were incredibly skillful sailors with their own vessels, which they used, among other things, to bring timber from Norway or make long voyages to the southern climes. The name-giving custom on Lumry was very traditional from 1500 to 1700. Children received their first name almost systematically from their grandparents or great-grandparents. This meant that many people had identical names, and in order to distinguish between people, they used terms such as elder or younger, or people were named according to where they lived or came from. Common surnames were Dahl, Dun, Holm, Tauholm, List, and Manu. These names are still used today. During the war in 1644, when Lumry was occupied by the Swedes, the islanders lost all their large ships, and the sailors migrated to Hamburg and Holland, where the whaling ships needed experienced crews. Most of Lumry's captains sailed from Holland, where the captain's title was commander. It soon became common knowledge that a commander was the captain of a whaling ship that sailed in the Arctic Ocean. In the 1700s, it began to be customary to give boys Dutch names, which the sailors knew from their daily lives. In the muster lists, sailors were often given a Dutch-sounding name because that was the language of shipping at that time. In these lists, Niels was changed to Cornelius, Søren to Sibrand, Lars to Lorenz, Anders to Arendt, Knud to Kort, and Hans to Johannes. During this period, the women retained their ordinary Danish names, like Maren, Karen, Mette, Christine, Kirstine, Anne, Anna, Hannah, and Maria. During the 1800s, the naming customs became very unpredictable, and girls especially were given the strangest names. For example, the girl's name could be formed from a man's name, such as Joline, Petrea, Cornelia, Jensine, Boline, or Adolfine. There was also Elvindine, Hermeline, and Mikuline. It was also becoming very popular to have many names, such as the girl called Adelaide, Aurora, Isadora, Rosalia.